So right now we have this preset playing, but let's just say we want to manipulate that. So maybe what we want to do with the keys here is reverse. So now the keys are in reverse. Maybe for the lead, we want to halftime the lead. We do that right there. We come down to our effects section. Right now we're in the bass section. Maybe we bring down some of that sustain so the bass is kind of really short. Maybe we come over to the keys. We put up more of that flanger. We mess with the cutoff here. Maybe do a cool little reverb. The lead. Maybe we add some rotator. Get it really spacey. I can go back. Maybe I reverse the lead and I halftime the keys. So now you have something like this. All right there. Maybe the next thing we do is we turn on that glide. Get it. Make it sound a little crazy. Maybe I go back to the bass here. I'm going to put that sustain back up. I turn on the LFO. Maybe something like that. So it kind of gives you all the things that you need, multiple effects, as well as the multiple sounds all in one. So you can basically just draw out your MIDI here and have something that sounds pretty damn good together. The cherry on top is, as most of you maybe are thinking, well, what if I want to add my own effects to each of those? All good. Come here, you hit multi out. That's going to automatically change it from one stereo out to three different outs. So you could have your bass, your lead, your keys. You could mute our effects, or in conjunction with our effects, you could add your own effects. And then finally, the last cherry on top, you come here, pick whichever key you want, turn on your scale, boom. Now you have a chord generator. I'll hit one note. Last note, the graphics are not done yet, so we're going to have some really nice UI here that as you move these volume knobs, it will actually change the animation that's happening up here. Last note, you can obviously solo all the instruments, so if you specifically just wanted one sound, you can do that as well too. And I believe that's everything. I'm not missing anything. But yeah, let me know what you guys think now as it's in its preliminary stages. If you have any questions, thoughts, I would love to hear them, as this is a chance for, maybe to have some of your input into this next plugin. Appreciate it.